Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Dave Noodles, and we are on the Type 88 Show, where we talk to people about how they turn their dreams into reality. And this woman here doesn't stop. She's in the fashion game, whether she's making bags or shirts or content that's inspiring people to improve their mental health and their well-being, she does not stop. So I want to welcome MML to the Type 88 Show. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. We linked almost about a decade ago.
You were
working on like one of your dreams with merch, and that was really awesome.
You definitely brought my vision to life. For people who don't know, Dave and I collabed on my first release for my then brand TSO. Which was based off of my then blog, The Single Lady. My blog currently is called MMLism, which stands for all things me, being nice. That I am MML. A lot of people ask me that, like, what does that mean? Or they don't know how to pronounce it. And I'm like, it's just MMLism.
Yeah,
so that was a decade ago. I am now rebranding after having some issues with intellectual property.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I'm coming back. And yeah, I have a streetwear line coming out. I have a handbag line coming out. Doing my mental health series, which is called Mental Health Mondays. So every Monday I am posting either tips or suggestions on different topics related to mental health and ways to navigate that. On the 19th of every month, I also drop tips for different topics that also involve mental health. And
it's been
good. You know, people really respond to it. People are really loving it. People find
That's
it helpful.
Great. So yeah, let's try to take it back to like the early days. So like early on, you dropped the line, you said TSL, and then you also had the blog, The Single Lady. So that was like, was that your intro into content and like dropping blogs and like different content and putting stuff out? Awesome.
Yes, it was. Got out of a relationship, hence The Single Lady. And that just took off by itself. A majority of the readers were female based, and they started asking me for merch. And I had never really thought about it. But then I said, okay, like, let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
So the first couple of releases for TSL by MML were geared just for women, which, again, you helped me create the first line, Figures Over Niggas, you know, which was a pun against money over bitches. we created that. Then I went on to create a couple of more. And then I had the fellas asking me, well, what about us? Like, some of us read your blog, too. So I decided to go unisex, and after that, I never turned back. I've been creating unisex clothes ever since.
That's awesome.
Pieces that were found at Richmond Hood, you know, alongside my own website, you know, things of that nature. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, after having one of my designs stolen at the end of 2020, I decided that I needed to rebrand and officially legitimize my business, because I hadn't had any legal footing on it. I felt that there was going to be a point where I was going to get tired of the TSL by MML. I felt like that wasn't it, you know, like even though it was it for the moment, it was just something that I couldn't concrete agree to, if that makes sense. So I had never really wanted to do anything legally with it. It was working the way that it was.
Yeah.
But after that situation at the end of 2020, I had an awakening, I guess you could say. And I was like, okay, it was a hard lesson, but I maneuvered through. And yeah, I was like, you know what? If God let me do it once, he can let me do it again. And
Of course.
I did it 3 times now.
That's crazy.
So yeah, so it's like, even though I took the L, I definitely gained something in return way better, you know? I
Yeah, you
haven't
flipped it.
released any, yeah. I haven't
That's what
released
it's
any of the
about.
new merch. Yeah.
Since when?
Haven't released any merch since 2020.
The streets are ready.
I know. They are. They're calling.
That's
So
ill. So,
definitely dropping some stuff for spring summer this year.
that's
And
excellent.
I'm still perfecting the bag line. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yeah.
It's not
But the
something
streetwear
that,
is dropping this summer.
yeah, the streetwear will drop this summer.
That's dope.
If I feel 100% comfortable with what I have in terms of the bag line, then I'll be dropping that as well. But I don't want to prematurely drop it,
Of
you know?
course. Yeah.
So, but
That's
yeah.
awesome. So in terms of like merch, so you dropped the merch, we helped I helped you print it or whatever. You came up with the ideas and like the design and all that, which was really cool, 'cause I remember I met someone from your family and they were like, "Oh, my niece or my cousin or whatever, she wants to print this merch up." And I was like, "Of course." And it was cool 'cause you had all these like I remember we followed each other on Twitter or whatever, and a lot of your tweets, they were cool because you were just speaking your mind. But I know in the past, I think maybe some of your tweets have maybe been misunderstood or people didn't even always know what you were saying. But what I loved about it, regardless of the responses or sometimes maybe confusion, or they're all kind of subjective. You say your part and then people could take it or leave it. But that was always cool, and you've always kept that vibe literally since I met you. And even
Which
with the
has been a
merch,
decade.
yeah, you came out with very edgy merch from the jump too, to
From the
even
jump.
put, middle fingers or different things. As a lady, I know as a woman, there's sometimes this like you kind of have to be care
Perception.
you have to be careful, you have to worry about how you're being viewed and all these different things. I have no clue how that feels. But like, how did it feel kind of jumping into kind of a male-dominated world with the streetwear as a woman? Like, what did you do? What did you deal with? How did you get through that? Or what did you do to kind of break some of the stigmas or whatever?
It was very risky, from especially to come out with figures over niggas. Like, a lot of people didn't understand it. They were like, what does that even mean? And like, I had to go into explaining it, and then they would be like, oh, like, and have that aha moment. But some people
Yeah.
weren't receptive to it, and some were like, but why? And it's like, why not? You know, like, why is it okay for, you know, one gender to subjectify the women and make it seem like, oh, well, yeah, like, fuck bitches get money. And why is it not okay for us? You know, like, obviously, since then, I've evolved tremendously. And
Yeah.
I, not that I don't hold the same morals anymore, but you know, I've grown a lot. So that isn't something that you're gonna find from me at this particular point in time. Like, you won't see my new line debuting something like that, but I didn't care. You know,
Yeah.
like, I didn't care, and I felt very strongly about it. And after Figures Over Niggas, it was a revamp of Rosie the Riveter with saying we can get it, because like, women can get money too, you know. It's, I
Yeah.
changed the wording around and things like that. I dressed her up with different TSO patches and stuff like that, but that to me was still keeping the same momentum, you know. And then what piece did I come out with after
Didn't you
that?
have the one with the cat? The pee on a pedestal? I don't know if it was the third release, but that
wasn't
but
me.
That one
that
was cool too.
That wasn't me. That was Richmond Hood.
But then
that was
a
collab with Jen the Pen.
Gotcha.
So that was her collab with Richmond Hood. I
remember you wearing it.
Gotcha. You know, I used to do the modeling for the shop. So, that was one of their pieces. But, yeah, everything up until the Fuck 'Em All unisex pieces were all for women. And then because the men were like, well, what about us? I'm like, okay. And a friend of mine had came up with the Fuck 'Em All design. And he has sent it to me, and he's like, I think this is for you. And I was like, what? And it was after that, he was like, yeah, he was like, this is you. And I was like, bet. And he was like, run with it. And everyone ate it up, you know, like it after it sold out, they were like, we want more. And I'm like, usually do one and dones, but I guess I'm making the exception, you know, because it was at that point, like, leaving money on the table, you know, it was like a no-brainer because people wanted it. So we had put it in the shop at Richmond Hood, so it was selling there. It was selling on my website. We made jersey dresses for women with the logo.
It sold
many units, and people really liked it. After that, I came out with 1991. Fuck 'Em All, which was an ode to myself, being that I am born in 1991, and that was the Tupac image. So that one also did really well, but after that, I didn't make any more. And from there, we went and did Anti, which was created in 2015, and dropped in the beginning of 2016, right when Trump got into office.
Gotcha.
And I felt it was super fitting, obviously, just speaking up against everything that we're against. And it was done on a long sleeve. And after that, I kind of took a break from doing merch altogether, just for financial reasons, you know, like, I don't think a lot of people know how much work goes into building a brand when you're doing it by yourself, you know?
I know the feeling.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously you do, and, like, other creatives who are in the same boat and realm, they understand. But, like, outsiders looking in are like, oh, like, why are you not doing this? And it's like, it's not as easy as you think, you know?
Yeah.
And especially because I am a one woman show, you know, like I don't have a team of people. I literally was researching everything, you know, on my own, doing things on my own. So it takes a toll, you know. So after that,
you did
drop,
a great job.
Thank you. After that drop, I took a break, and in 2020, with just everything that was going on, I felt it was a good idea to relaunch the shirt, and this time just print it on a t-shirt, being that it was already warmer months. And I dropped it again in 2020 and donated half of the proceeds of every sale to the Bailout Project. And we
there
were able to donate like about $500 to the organization, and I felt so proud about that because, again, as a small business owner, as an Afro-Latina woman, like, I just felt like it was my way of giving back to the people that were, you know, like, on the front lines and going, you know, like, doing that work, you know. So it was
That's what
my
it's all
way
about.
Of contributing. And, yeah, I was
when
super proud of
that.
When you got
a call, you got to answer it.
Exactly. And I feel like a lot of, you know, creatives do the Lord's work. Honestly, that's how I feel. So, however, you know, that stems for me to do it, I'm more than willing, and that's what I want to do, you know?
Yeah, so you made some good points where, you know, you were doing merch, it was hitting these moments, then you were also dealing with things that dealt with kind of the not fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like, someone jacking a design, you know, figuring out the ins and outs, like dealing with legal sides of stuff, you know, that like the not fun. We see the design, we go to the shoots, like that's all cool, but then there's a whole other side of it where like there have been times where I did a design and I had backlash from a bigger company or something.
Really?
And yeah, well, maybe it was on a different site or maybe there was an element in there and they were like, yo, you know, you got to take that off. That's too much. And it's like this learning process. So, you know, and I feel like it ties exactly into all the stuff you talk about now on MMLism. Mental health and different things. Like you were like, you know what? I need a break. I need to figure out where to go from here. I need to find peace. I need to understand some of the stuff behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could kind of even transition into that because you made a conscious decision to be like, things are popping, but there's some clashing. And now I have to figure out where to go. And like, so like, You know, your mind is kicking in, your soul is kicking in, being like, wait, what's this? So, like, maybe you could kind of talk about how important mental health is to you.
Absolutely.
How that tied into, you know, your transition with taking the pause to kind of rebrand and figure all that out.
Just finishing off your first question, though, about being a woman in this male-dominated industry. It's very hard, you know? There aren't many female designers out of Staten Island that have done what I've done. And I don't say that to be, braggadocious. It's not that, but it's like a lot of people, you know, like to downplay it. But then if a man does it, it's all the praise. And it's like, why is that? You know, why are we not accepted, you know, and as if we're not contributing to this industry? And you know, it can be so discouraging sometimes because you're like, okay, you know, so now what, you know? So dealing with that and then having the anti-design stolen or revamped because my design said anti and the woman who stole from me, she changed it to say pro. But it was the same concept, same font, same everything. And I actually think it was funny because a friend of mine from college had purchased one of my shirts over the summer of 2020 when I had relaunched it. She did a photo shoot with a photographer that she knew. And super sick, right? So I'm posting it. She shared it. I'm not sure who else seen it, how far it really traveled. Clearly pretty far. But now the woman in California is replicating my friend's photo, which, you know, the hit was on the back. So, you know, she's standing there. She has a short cut. She has the big hoop earring, shorts on. And her model did the same exact look. So it was just like so obvious, you know. So when I reached out to that situation, I had a mix of emotions, obviously, being that I've been doing this now for 10 years. So it's like, damn, you know, not only that, you look like me. You're another Afro-Latina woman who's in this industry and you know how hard it is for us. So why would you feel the need to do that, you know? But again, you know, I just had to turn it from being a lesson into just a stepping stone, you know, and just to keep going. But it did, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I won't even lie. I felt really depleted afterwards. I felt like everything that I had been fighting for, everything that I've been trying to get across was just like wiped away in a sense. And it was like, damn, you know, like, where do I go from here? Because now, you know, like, I was already feeling the need to rebrand anyway, but it was just like the process of getting that started. And then things, you know, the pandemic hit, my mom was diagnosed with cancer earlier that year. It was a lot of things hitting, you know. So it was like when that happened at the end of 2020, I'm like, it's just never ending this year. Like, it was just one thing after another. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna figure it out. But it definitely did do something to my mental health. I was down and out. I was not feeling sorry for myself, but I was upset, you know? And I had a lot of people reach out to me like, oh, but like that's a good sign. You're popping because she stole from you and she has a bigger account and she's reaching more people. But yeah, she has a bigger account and she's reaching more people and she just stole my design and sold it to all her people, you know? Like, so now you're profiting off of something that wasn't even yours, and you're definitely making bank off of something again that isn't yours. So it's like, come on, you know, like, why did you have to do that? But you know, and a lot of people too felt like, you need, are you okay? Like, you should calm down. And I was like, I blocked a lot of people, I deleted a lot of people because it really showed me who was who, in a sense. And a lot of people felt like, you're being so emotional towards this. You damn right I am. You know, like, I don't have any kids, but this is my kid. You know, like, and I mean, I have a dog, so that's my first son. But you know, it's like,
No, of course. I
nobody
don't like that.
has.
I don't like when people tell a woman to calm down,
Yeah,
especially when she's
oh my
feeling
God.
something and she's
But
feeling the type
even
of way.
it was
And like,
even other women that were like, you should calm down. Like, it's a good sign that you, and I'm like, it's a good sign because it shows what, that people are paying attention. I know that already. And that's part of the problem. And that's what I speak against, because I know that people see me, but they pretend not to. They pretend that I'm not influential, but in reality, they're picking up pointers, you know? And it's like, that's not fair, because give the credit where it's due. Like, people work hard to do these things, you know? It doesn't just, I don't come from money, you know? Like, I've been busting my ass to do this. So it's not just like, oh, like, who cares? It's not that for me.
Of
So.
course. And I know a lot of those people, they probably didn't mean to make you even more madder. Like, they were
Right.
probably just trying to console you and be like, yo, look at it this way. Like, I know I do that a
Yeah.
lot. And a lot of the time, it backfires on me, where I'm like, but just look at it this way. It's really not that
Yeah.
bad. And they're like, well, I'm. But then on your side, you're like, no, wait, I'm dealing with this. And I'm the
Yeah.
one feeling it. And, like,
Yeah, cuz
of course, your outlook is trying to contribute, but no, wait, I have to deal with this my way.
Right.
I'll take all these little bits of advice, and I've dealt with it too. And where
Yeah.
I've been that person where I'm like, hey, well, why don't you look at it this way? It could be
And
this,
don't get me
but
wrong, like, after, you know, that situation, like I said, my mental health took a hit and I was just feeling like, now what? And like I said, on top of everything else that had been going on. So I checked into therapy and it was one of the best things that I had ever done. And one thing that I learned was, you just really have to keep going, you know? Like, nobody's gonna do this shit for you. Like, nobody's gonna come and save you. Like, you have to do it. So it's like, I couldn't just, at being a creative, I couldn't just sit back and watch everything that I had done up until that point just like be erased because this girl decided to steal my design, you
No,
know?
of course.
So the wheels got to turning and I created new logos. I have two trademarks in the works, you know, like I
There
said,
you
a
go.
streetwear line, a handbag line. I'm providing endless content for mental health, like giving spiritual guidance. Like, I'm not stopping because there's no need to.
That's
There's no
why I
need
say
to.
don't stop dreaming. You know, whatever it
Exactly.
is, you may, put on a different uniform in your dream. Maybe you want to be a DJ instead of doing clothing. But that's why I say keep dreaming. And
I always
the dream.
say that I'm a Jill of all trades because, like, I literally have dabbled with every single thing except like music. That's like been the only thing that I haven't yet touched.
Oh, wow.
And
You're like one
who
of few
knows?
people that were never a rapper. That's
Who
crazy.
knows? I low key always wanted to be one.
I feel like I could hear like poetry. I feel like you could definitely drop some poetry vibes because, like,
on The Single Lady, I've written so many poems
Yeah, that's what I was
on
saying. I feel
there.
like
So
you definitely have poems in you, but you've said you clearly wrote them.
yeah.
And it's true,
So
like you deal with some crazy shit, or you deal with someone who throws you kind of off, but like the best revenge is just to keep
To
bettering
keep going.
yourself and keep like taking care of yourself. Find that, and that's what you did. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna take care of myself. Maybe I got thrown off the road a little bit, but I'm gonna find my way back on it, and I'm gonna make my own path. I'm gonna create my own lane again. And you could take my street sign. I'm just gonna paint a new one. Like
Exactly.
I don't really give a damn. Like, but like, what I like about what you did, you took a pause, you know, and you figured out what was important for you in that moment, and you were like, you know what? I need a minute. I need to figure this out. I need to talk it out. I need to find someone who could be there for me for therapy wise. Boom. And you took some extra steps to better yourself or to heal yourself. It wasn't on some, oh,
Absolutely.
I want to be the best this. It was like,
Yeah, it
yo,
wasn't
I'm hurting.
solely
I need to feel
because,
better. I want to feel
yeah,
better.
I was going through a lot of things. Like I said, my mom was diagnosed with cancer in February 2020, so a couple of weeks before the shutdown actually happened. So we were dealing with that. Then she caught COVID. Then, like, other people around me were catching COVID. It was like just a whirlwind of things, you know? And it was hard to stay creative while being stuck inside the house the whole time, you know? Like, I did enjoy it in the beginning because I felt like I had moved out of my mom's house a couple of years before the pandemic hit. And, you know, like living on your own and, you know, paying bills and adulting, like, that was a whole new experience to me. So like I just felt like I was on grind, like just work, 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 work. Like, yeah, I would try to have some type of life outside of work, but then it was like before you know it's Sunday and like you have to do it all over again. So it was just a constant go. So like when everything stopped, it was like, okay, I can finally enjoy the apartment that I've been paying for, that's been just holding my things. Because I was literally there for just a few hours every day just to like sleep and leave.
I know.
So it was like finally I could enjoy my space. I was taking care of me, like doing things that, okay, like let's decorate in here. I taught myself how to do my nails because obviously everything was shut down. Like I wasn't just sitting around, but I was
Oh,
taking that
yeah.
time. You know, I mean, I've always cooked, but I was cooking more, you know, like just
Of
like
course.
let's stop eating out. And it was just feeding my soul in other aspects, you know. And
Of course.
that time was definitely needed. But after, you know, the situation, it was just like, yeah, I need to talk to somebody. I need like a professional. And one thing that I did enjoy, this is not my first time in therapy, by the way. So, you know, I've done it as a child. I've done it
Okay.
as in a teenager. It wasn't something that I always stuck with, but
Yeah.
this time around, I said no. Like I need to do it. It was really like up to me. And one thing that I loved about my therapist was off rip, she told me that like she didn't want to be my therapist forever. And initially, I was kind of like, what? You know, like it was kind of unheard of. But she told me, she was like, I don't want to have to treat you for a long time. And that was the realest shit I've ever heard. Like, because you don't see medical professionals do that. You know, they want you
Yeah.
to continue to continuously see them because they want you to then be hooked on their medicines and things of that nature. And she was not about that at all. And I was so
Yeah.
grateful for that because I wasn't, you know, like looking for someone to say, oh, well, if you're feeling depressed, let me write you a prescription for a pill. Like, that was not what I was looking for, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was in therapy for a couple of months before she had relocated, so she wasn't able to be my therapist anymore.
Okay.
And I wrote about this in the blog I can't remember what the topic was or anything like that at the moment. I'm already up to week 46.
That's
So
good.
I've been touching topics all over the place, but
Oh, that's
I
powerful.
spoke.
She basically was like, "Yo, I'm here for you, but
But we're gonna figure it out.
I want you to become self-sustainable too. You know, like let's get you to a point where you don't always have to need me, but I'm still here for you," which was
Exactly.
powerful. And then it
That
kind of
was
even
so deep.
that sets your mind like, "Oh, wait, I may not have this person in a few months or a year or so.
Right. Well,
How do I get to a point where I'm on my kind of doing this without her?"
different because it like her relocating was out of the blue. It wasn't something that I was prepared for. But I thought back to what she had told me from our first session, and I said, like, our time is ending because she's taught me what I needed to know.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, it's all happening for a bigger reason, and I'm like, I'm not even mad, you know, like it was the best experience that I had, and I could have easily stood in therapy and just, you know, got reacquainted with somebody new and did that whole process over, but I didn't want to because A, I didn't want to start over with somebody new because it's when I started with her, I literally rehashed like my childhood traumas, my teenage traumas, my early adult, you know, life traumas, like
Yeah.
everything that had been going on. So like for me to now, and it was exhausting. This work is not easy. Like, and I always say that, like, it's not for the faint of heart, but it's the best work that you'll ever do. Like, this is one job that I try to advocate for because it's something that people need. You know, like,
Yeah.
people truly do need to have that self-sustainability because you can't depend on others, you know, to make you happy, to think that they're gonna come and save you, or think that like they're obligated to do something for you, or whatever the case, you know? And like when those things happen, people have reactions, people act out, and it's because of feelings that they're not really dealing with. And it was super eye-opening, and I was like, you
Wow.
know what? Like it was the best, you know, like I was sad to see her go, but at the same time, I knew that it was for a reason. And she did
Yeah.
teach me so much in our short amount of time together.
That's great.
And it was so powerful. Like, shout out to Janelle.
Yeah, shout out to Janelle.
She was amazing. But yeah, it's like I after, you know, our time together, my mom had just relocated, so now I was like really by myself, and everything kind of
Wow.
hit at once. So I was like, this is really a lesson because, you know, not only is my mental support having to relocate, but now like my family support is also relocating, and it was a little, I don't want to say isolating, but in a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I had to navigate for myself. You know, and just like really do for myself. And it was eye-opening and it taught me so much, but it made me stronger. And with that strength, you know, I started the Mental Health Monday series. I had started that while I was still in therapy. I stopped seeing Janelle in June, and I had started the mental health series in May because that's when mental health awareness is. So we're almost
Okay.
approaching a year with the series altogether.
That's
But
great.
it was something that I had started off a whim. You know, I was just like, oh, I'm gonna like use the blog to talk about mental health awareness, being that it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it just took a life of its own. Like everyone was like, you should continue this. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, should I? Should I not? But I'm happy that I did because I get these messages sometimes that just like really fill my heart because they're like, I look forward to this, you know, like you're helping me even though like you may think you're not. And I'm like
That's
I love
amazing.
it, you know. So that's all I've been trying to do is help people, even with the clothing, you know, and the statements that it has, like
Yeah.
I'm rebranding, but the sentiment is still the same. You know, like I've evolved, but at the same time, I'm still true to me. And I think that's what I would want to highlight the most out of this interview is that, yeah, I've grown, I've changed, I've evolved, but at the same time, like the core of me has not changed. You know, the things that I believe in have not changed. And I'm only just getting started, really. You know, like it's
That's
just
powerful.
growing. It's just growing.
I think it's just so important to have a routine. And as creative people, there's this like, oh, well, we don't need a routine because we're creative. And it's like, it doesn't matter. But like, me as being like a proof of concept, I can't ever say I've been doing my thing and haven't had a real job, quote unquote, like where I knew I had to be in at 8. I got out at 5. I've always worked like it was a job, of course. And I never was like unemployed, besides like maybe 2 months of like the last 15 years. But like, I never really had a routine. And like, what I think is great, you made a routine of delivering positivity to the world and also self healing
Sorry, go ahead.
yourself, talking about what you're going through. It's like a journal, but also shining light to people to be like, yo, I know you're going through this. Look what I'm going through. This is how I kind of found my way. Maybe it could help you too. And you know, and take it or leave it, and no hard feelings. And that's what I really like about everything you've been doing. And it hasn't
Thank you.
changed. Literally, since I met you, you were on this vibe, and it's really just how you delivered it. Like, is it on the single lady? Is it on MMLism? Is it through the brand, the clothing?
I'm
It's
glad
like,
that you just
it's
mentioned
been
my
consistent the
delivery.
whole way. It's just how do you plan to deliver the envelope to people?
But I'm glad you just said that because I feel like a lot of people sometimes talk about my delivery and things and how sometimes it can come across as, you know,
Oh,
or
yeah.
too harsh or, you know, not subtle enough or whatever the case.
Of course.
And I don't mean to come across that way, but there are some times that I think people need to hear a message a certain way, you know, like you can't always spoon feed information such as, especially with the mental health, because that's, I think, what part of the problem is right now is that, like, a lot of people, like I said, going back to the therapy, like, my therapist told me that she didn't want to treat me forever, but that's not the same therapist that everybody else sees, you know? Like,
Yeah.
it's not all the time that you hear that come from a medical professional. They want you to be in those mind frames because that helps their business boom. So,
Yeah.
you know, and it's not to say that medicine doesn't work or things of that nature,
Of
but when you
course, I
become
understand.
reliant, you know, on medications for these problems, it's a treatment. It's not really healing. You know,
Exactly. Yeah, I
it's a surface level treatment that's gonna, okay, it'll keep you all right for the next few hours, for the next day or so,
Of
but then
course.
you're upping your dosage. You're still not feeling good. You're still,
Yeah.
you know, so
You're
it's
becoming
like
dependent.
you're very
She gave you a
dependent on
vibe.
either.
She planted a seed that said, "Wait, I want you to become independent. I don't want you to become dependent, even though I'm still here for you and I got your back.
But
I
it's
don't
like
want you to
just
feel like the only way is with me." And that's powerful. And I see the power through the content. I see the power through, the merch. You sound very enlightened. I know, dealing with some of the drama that could throw anyone off their course, but I really, think it was dope that, you seeked help. You were
And I'm
also
not ashamed
aware
to
that
say it.
you were aware to do it. You did it because some people. It's tough. Not everyone, like, there have been times I can't say I've ever been to therapy. I've probably bit off the ear of lots of people in my life, you know, shout out to all them, and especially shout out to my lady. I know I say a lot of the same stuff over and over. It's because I'm just keep dealing. I'm still dealing with it in my mind. So big shout out to her and everyone that got me through. And of course,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I did have a support system before, you know, seeing Janelle, but I knew that I couldn't continue to do that to them as well. You know, it was eye opening to me that I'm like, okay, like I can't keep like ranting and raving about the same things to you because like who wants to hear it, you know? Like, and that's just being honest. Like,
of course,
I get that. I get that. So it was like, okay, no, I'm gonna seek the professional help to help me really transmute what I'm looking to transmute. You know, like I come from a divorced family, so I have those father wounds and things of that nature. Like, those needed to be healed. You know, it was really about that time that. It was like, okay, like, help little Melanie, because I'm already big, you know, like, now I'm 31. Yeah. I just turned 31 a few weeks ago.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. And I think your birthday came up, so happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like the day after, shortly after.
Yeah, you're what, the?
18th of February.
February, I'm the 19th, so yeah, the next day.
Oh, nice, good week, good week.
So, yeah, it's like, you know, like, stop putting, you know, the blame or, you know, not taking accountability for things, you know, like, oh, but this happened to me, so, like, I don't trust people because of this, or, oh, I don't like this because this is a trigger for me. Like, one thing that she taught me was really, like, your triggers are your own. Like, yeah, somebody could trigger you unknowingly or even knowingly, you know, like in a narcissistic way. Like, oh, I know that she doesn't like that. I'm going to do it anyway just to push her buttons. But how you react is on you. It's nobody else's responsibility to take care of those things. So it's like, that was one thing that, like, I've always been an accountable person, always been independent and dependable, but there were still things that needed to be worked out. And with that time with Janelle, it was like just super eye-opening, and I was able to do that. And it's not to say that I'm like this wholly healed person and like I know everything, but I'm sharing what I know because I know that other people go through it, and I know that it helps, like, without a doubt, you know, whether people say it or not, whether you like my content, you know, on Instagram or not, like, because it's funny, I had this conversation the other day with one of my friends. I was telling her, I'm like, it's so crazy that the mental health content, like, is sometimes the least like. Like, I'll get, like, one like, two likes, and then, like, I'll post a picture of, like, my face or something, and it's, like, 100 likes. And I'm like, why is that? Like,
maybe you learn the strategy. Maybe you start with your face, and then you swipe, and then you get the
I've actually stared away from like posting myself as much as I used to, because even though my brand is solely me and that is what, you know, has people gravitating towards my pages or any of my platforms, it, you know, my personality, things of that nature, the way I dress, the things that I do, but I'm over that. Like, it's like, this is an exterior, you know, like, that's it. But it's really internal that needs to be taken care of, you know? So that's what I've been trying to really promote and advocate for.
I respect it. Because you could have hacked the system and be like, oh, okay, you know, I'll post this, I'll wear this, I'm going to guarantee this engagement.
This, you know, like, we see it all the time. It's so, it's played out. It's like, no, like, it has to be deeper than that. So I'll take the 5 likes, like, it's fine. I'll take the couple of views. It's whatever. But I know that people see me. That's the whole thing, that it's like people are seeing me even if they're pretending not to.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like.
No, I totally hear you. And what I think is cool is you're aware of this. You're like, you know what? I could post myself. I could be wearing this. And I know I'm going to get all this. But like, no, I want to deliver content to you to make you think. I want content to maybe you dig a little deeper.
I I tweeted the other day after a conversation with my friend, and the same conversation that I just was saying about, posting one thing over the other and the difference in likes. But I'm like, a lot of people don't like the mental health content, I think, because it puts a mirror to them and they see themselves in every topic. Like, there's no way that you come across the post, or even if you come across the blog and you see these posts, like, you're going to shy away from it because if you're not ready to do the work. That's why it's like, oh no, you're showing me too much. Like, I feel too seen right now. Like, gonna go hide. I'm gonna go flex because that's the cool thing to do. Like, so
It's
it's
the
like
mood.
I
You
know
may be
that.
in the mood. I'm in the mood to like consume content sometimes. Like, oh, I just want to see this,
Right.
or see some food, see some French bulldogs or whatever. But then something may be heavy for me in the moment where I'm like, oh man, I'm not. So it's just timing. But
Yeah,
I think
so
that's what's
that's
good
why
about
I'm not
people could count on the content
around.
to release.
Right, and it's there. It's on
Exactly.
Spotify. It's on all these other streaming platforms. You can listen to the Audible version of it. You can read it whenever you're ready. The content is there. Like, it's not going anywhere. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna continue talking about it. And I'm not a licensed medical professional. I'm not a therapist, but trust me, like, a lot of the information that I'm sharing is things that I've gone through. So, with experience, I'm telling these stories, but also research. Like, I'm not just pulling things out of thin air, So,
Course.
like you said, it's the timing. When people are ready, they'll tap into it, but it's there.
And what I love about the internet, it's like we may have 5,000 followers, but like maybe only 50 are really into it. And even if you help one, you did your job. And
Exactly.
even if that one is you, and it
Yeah.
should be you. And I think that's the most important thing. And I think
Absolutely.
that's what I really take from this. It's like, no matter what the world's saying, no matter what how the world's responding to what you're saying, you got to know you're taking care of yourself. And you got to be doing what's right for
Absolutely.
you. And there's all these distractions, there's all these things coming all different ways. But like, don't lose sight of loving yourself.
Absolutely.
And the days are not going to be all beautiful and roses and smelling like looking like, Georgia peaches on a Sunday afternoon. Like, it may not
Right.
always be that way. It could be a
No.
stormy day in Shaolin with snow everywhere. Then
Right.
DSNY's on the way. Like, it just started snowing. And that's okay. But it's like, how do
Yep.
we plow this snow? How do we kind of wipe our windshield wipers clean? How do we like,
Exactly.
all right, maybe we look
Just.
back in the rear view, understand what was going on yesterday or the day before. Let's figure it out. Let's move forward. And I think that's what I really take from your content is to like take care of myself, love myself, and who gives a shit about what anyone thinks. But if it could help people along the way, that's even more of a blessing. And we
I know.
want that to
Sometimes
happen.
I feel, and I say this often because I'm like, I'm taking my own advice. Like, this is not just stuff or fluff, that I post to, seem cool or be in the trend. Because obviously, over the past few years, you see how the talk of mental health has become so prominent, whereas before it
Oh,
wasn't.
yeah.
Like, even a lot of our parents and grandparents come from a generation where everything is swept under the rug, and talking about mental health was not a topic of discussion. Like, it's just a no-no, like, you just don't do it.
Course.
So it's like, to come out of that and to speak against it, it's a milestone in itself, because not everybody's
Yeah.
capable of doing it. Like, there's family members of mine that are stuck in their ways, and maybe they're always going to stay stuck in their ways, or friends or whatever the case. Like, it's all about timing, but I got to worry about me. I have to focus on what I'm trying to do and how I feel, because how I feel determines my environment, really. Like, it's a
Of course.
reflection of what I'm going to be doing, what I'm saying, who I'm around, and how I feel. So that's important to me.
Good. And I think I, you know, any we should all take that from this, like, love yourself. And yo, you had a shitty day. That doesn't mean you're a shitty person. Like, you just had a shitty day. How do
We
we
have
find a way to get
shitty days, we
better?
have good
Let's,
days, but I
yeah.
feel like at the end of the day, the days aren't coming back.
I
That's
agree. The
really
shitty day is when I don't wake up. I just look at it as, yo, that sucks right now in the moment. Damn, I got this email. I gotta figure this out. It's not that bad. Like, and of course, I don't deal with n no, I'm not comparing my drama to anyone else, but like, at
No,
least for
but
me, of how I figure it out,
we
I'm
all
like,
go
yo,
through stuff.
I'm here. I'm here.
No, we all go through stuff, both, male, female, it doesn't matter. And we all need people, like that's
Yeah.
another thing that it's like, you can't always act like, oh, too cool for school, because that's not realistic. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But
I feel
it's
you.
like we all need people. We all need help sometimes. Like something that I
I
learned
agree.
was definitely accepting help. Like I was so hyper vigilant and just like overly independent to like a fault that it was just like, girl, like accept the help. Like there's people
Yeah.
that are trying to help you. There's people that are, around you trying to support you. And like, because you're in like your own tunnel, like you're blocking everything else, and it's not always that. Like it can't be that. There has to be
Of
duality in every
course.
situation. That's what keeps the balance.
Of course, yeah.
So
Independent
that's
doesn't mean
needed.
doing everything on your own. It just
Right.
means
And
being independent,
needing help
paying your
doesn't
bill,
make
like,
you
doing
right.
what you gotta do. You got your own whip. Like, you're independent,
Exactly.
but like, that doesn't mean don't reach out to your homie. Don't reach out
Right.
to your man or
And
your homegirl, whatever.
it also doesn't mean that if you accept the help that you're not independent. And I think
Of
that's kind of
course.
like the notation that goes behind accepting help. It's like, oh, like, but then I'm not independent because I need the help. And it's like,
It's
it
fine.
doesn't work that way. Like it's okay. Like we all need help. So
Yeah.
that was like something that I learned more so, this past year, that like accepting it. Because sometimes I was pushing things away, that were
Of
meant
course.
to help, but at the time
It's
it was just
pride,
like
ego,
pride,
dealing with things,
ego, dealing with
proving to
things, just
yourself. Yeah.
proving things. And that I wrote about this. I think the topic was called like operating out of spite. And I talked about when I started The Single Lady and when I started TSL, it was all to prove a point to the people that told me, like, you ain't never gonna be shit.
Yeah.
Like you're not doing nothing with yourself. And it's like it was a stepping stone, and it was like a learning experience to have created in that space. But now where I'm at today, I look back and I'm like, I no longer want to create from a space of that nature. Like I'm not
Of course.
creating or doing any of this to prove anything to anybody. Like I'm 100% rooted in myself, and
Great.
the belief of myself and my plans. Because if I'm so happy that you had made that comment about for the past decade that I've still been consistent in who I am from when you first met me. Because I've only had social media for about, over a decade now, but in that time frame, it's like I haven't changed if you really look. Like, yeah, I may have evolved and, grown up in certain aspects, but at the same time, like the root of me is still planted in the same spot. Like I'm still
Yeah.
that little Spanish girl from Shaolin that's trying to make her dreams come true. Like it's never changed. And it's like sometimes people are like, oh, like she's different now, or she's a know-it-all, or whatever, the notation is. But it's just like, am I really different? I don't think
Yeah.
so.
People are always gonna have what's cool, it's crazy. Like, as we grow, so does more people's opinion on us. And it's like,
Yeah,
think
I've
about
noticed
Kanye.
that.
Imagine if Kanye was like, oh damn, these people's opinions. Like,
Absolutely.
he would be he'd be
wouldn't
screwed.
Be who
Like,
he is.
he just continues and continues. And like,
but
and look at it.
If you watch the documentary, I love that he spoke about how, you know, for so long, he wasn't trying to prove anything to himself. He was trying to prove to everybody else that he was who he is. And I related to that so much because I feel like so many times I'm like, especially with the tweets, because the tweets are easy for me to just get off, you know, like, it's like, oh, you know, okay, cool. And like, sometimes they're positive, but sometimes it's like, now I got to say this. And, you know, I screenshot them and I share them to Instagram so that my followers there can see it. And it sparks a lot of debates, you know, sometimes. And it sparks a lot of conversations that are like, ooh, like, girl, you just said that out loud. Like, yes, I did. You know, like, because who else is going to say it? You know, who else is going to say it? Nobody's saying it. And it's like, everybody thinks it, or people might silently feel that way, but like, they're not speaking up, and it's like, it's done for, you know, you can't keep quiet. Nothing's going to be done by keeping quiet. So it's like,
and,
just.
Yeah. And speaking of these tweets, why don't we bring a few up? Let's just break a few down, a minute or two each. So, yeah, as we were saying, you know, you do drop, you know, tweets, of course, how you're feeling, what you're going through, you know, how you handled something. And sometimes they're misunderstood, or maybe they're taken in a different way, and which I like about, and that's what I really like about the world, though. Like, you could say something. I may not agree because I've been programmed and grown and like conditioned a whole different way. But like, I'm going to still hear you out. And like, it may not be what I do. It may not be how I feel, but I, we could learn from everyone talking their truth.
Yeah. I mean,
you know?
Everyone
and here
can
you are, so.
Learn to agree to disagree too sometimes, you know,
and
that's
we could
okay.
still be friends and we could still be cool.
Right.
Like,
it doesn't
have
to
divide
be that
us.
You have to be the yes man and say, yeah, she said that, I agree with her. Like, if you don't, you know, like, I'm not looking for that. I don't want no yes men around me. I want people to, if maybe I said something and they don't feel the same, we can have a conversation about it. And, you know, where it goes is where it goes, but it doesn't need to be a hostile one. It doesn't need to
be,
you know, talking over or anything like that. But
yeah, let's break some
let's
down
get into
for
it.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me pull these up.
Okay. Where is this?
Go. You could see that?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Do you want me to read it in my voice, or you want to read it in your voice?
You can read it if you like.
All right. I get the community's mental health right every Monday and give them spiritual guidance on Friday for free. So a thank you, a like, a comment, a share, a tip, all go a long way. If you're here to support, I welcome you with open arms. If you're here to miserably lurk, I wish you healing. So what's that one all about?
That one is about, I feel like, again, you know, people are pretending not to see the things that I'm doing. And I see who's watching. And sometimes, like, the same people who are quick to watch the story can't even like a post. So it's very telling to me who's just watching. And there was, like, I posted that on Instagram, and it was a slide, which I added another one talking about, you know, with my with my social media platforms, I'm looking for community, you know. I'm not looking for surveillance. Like, I don't need you watching me just to watch me. Like, let's engage, you know? Like, I'm looking for engagement. You know, I want to help you. And if you have something that maybe can help me, let's talk. Let's share ideas. Let's build, you know, with one another. But don't just come here to watch, you know?
Yeah.
And that, and I feel like mentioning that I do the work for free is just because, again, what is it to like a post? What is it to share something that you know you feel or agree with, or whatever the case, but like, oh no, I'm not going to share that. You know, like, it's hater energy, and I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's keep it moving. Okay. Dignity doesn't have arms to hold you. But that shit will make you stand up straight.
It sure the fuck will, bro. It sure will. That is about, have sticking to your moral code and having the dignity to say, I am going to continue forth with this. I am going to continue doing this, or have your beliefs, or whatever the case is. But, sometimes that leads you down a lonely path sometimes. And until you find tribe that's committed to wanting to understand you, it's you're by yourself in those moments. And the dignity doesn't have arms to hold you, but that should stand you up straight. Like you're gonna walk nice and tall every time that you're, going forward in what you believe in and what you're trying to do. And fuck it.
That's
That's how I feel.
poetic. Believe in yourself. Sometimes that's the only thing lacking between you and your dreams. Faith.
That was from a rant that I was going on. But yeah, I feel like I've noticed so much that, especially, I don't want to get too political with the vaccine and situation.
Yeah, no worries.
But that was referencing that because I hated seeing how so many people lost their jobs because, they didn't want to be vaccinated, or, they don't believe in it, or whatever the case, they weren't ready, or whatever the case. And it's like, but they
Yeah.
felt so obligated to do so because it's like, oh, well, like I have a family, I have to do this, like, or oh, I want to go out, and like this is going to be the only way to have a normal life. And it's
Yeah.
like, I feel like all of that, and for what? Because now, as you see, they're being lifted. So it's not even a requirement almost anymore. And it's like, in time, it's not going to be a requirement. So it's like, you fear monger people into believing something that they don't even believe in. But now, because of fear, because of worries, and all these different things, they're doing something and they feel like they don't have a choice. And
Yeah.
it's like, and that's what I was talking about there, because I'm
Gotcha.
like, they want you to be in that mind frame. They want you to have this scared mentality towards this whole situation so that they can continue to control you, in a
Yeah.
sense. And it's like, you can still follow your dreams. You still have choices. Like every day that we wake up, we have a choice, like, it, and sometimes people are like, oh, but what choice do I have? Like, I have to, my choice is I have to go to work. Okay, like, if you say so, you can really, if you really wanted to do something else, then you would do something else. Like, I stood so tall on, I'm gonna share my status, but I've stood so tall on not being vaccinated, which, and in terms, it left me without a job, and like being the struggling artist that many of creatives deal with at some point in time, where it's like, okay, I don't have really an income coming in, but like I'm hustling to make all my other things come true. And it's like, I stood so tall on not getting it because I was just so against it. I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, you're not about to fear monger me into feeling like this is what I have to do in order to make money or to go places or to do whatever. And I'm like,
Yeah,
no.
yeah.
And then a few months later, it's like, oh, the mandates are over.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, some places are still requiring vaccines, whatever the case is. But
Yeah.
it's like, in time, it's not going to be a thing. And it's like, it's so crazy because so many people lost their jobs for standing tall on what they believed in.
I know. I
And
know a bunch.
yeah, it's like, it's sickening. So it was like, that was from a rant that I was talking about, like people believing in themselves, because it's like, if you believe in yourself the way that you put your belief and trust into other people that really don't give a fuck about you, like
Well,
then,
shit.
like you can be making something come true for yourself that you don't even see feasible because you're so blinded by that lack.
Yeah. There's a scene from The Bronx Tale. It hits me so hard when Sonny and Colangelo are watching the Yankee game, And he's like, Mickey Mantle. He's like, is Mickey Mantle going to be paying your bills? Does Mickey Mantle put food on the table for you and your father and your family? Does he care about if your father has a job? And it's like, you gotta, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter who's in charge, no matter who's the head of whatever, be the head of you and get up, take
Exactly.
care of yourself. You gotta do
Exactly.
what's, you know, you gotta take care of yourself. It's
Exactly.
not a one size fits all. I can't say what else to do
Nope.
for you. Take
No,
care of
because
yourself.
everybody's
Go
different.
out and get it. Go take care of yourself. You know, help, be there for your family. Whoever is in charge or at in the head of anything is not going to come and knock on your door and hand you food to give to your child. You
Hello.
have to go out and get it. I feel you.
That
I feel
reminds
you.
me. That reminds me of I always kind of get this like weird look when I tell people that I have a survival of the fittest mindset. Like I fully believe in that because I feel like if the world went to shit, right, which it's looking like it's getting there, but anyway, like if everything went to shit, like who's coming to save you?
You have to be there for
Like
yourself and your family.
nobody, like nothing's, yeah, like you have to do for yourself. You have to, like you just have to do it,
It's
like
not being
internally,
greedy.
so that
You need to
no,
be
it's
good
not.
to get to make your people good, your family good, your wife, your husband,
Absolutely.
whoever it is. If
And
I'm
this
not
is
good,
not
I'm rubbing off on everyone else.
exactly, and that's exactly what I was, that ties into what I was just saying earlier about having the internal reflect the external. And it's like if it ain't right within, like you're not gonna be good, like nobody's gonna come and make you happy. Like you have to make yourself happy. No relationship, no friendship, no family member, nobody. Like yeah, people can make you happy, but they ain't making you happy. Like, and I know that
Yeah,
sounds
got
so
to.
like, oh, but you
Gotta feed
understand what I'm
yourself.
saying.
I hear you.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Exactly.
So let's get to this one. I advocate for people to know and reach their power within so they don't feel like they've been left with no choices like what we see happening.
Yeah, that goes exactly into what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so many people felt like, well, I have to do this. Like, this is the only way. And it's like, is it though? Like, now you're doing something that you don't even want to do because you feel like you have no choice. Like, when you think about it, it almost sounds crazy a little bit. And it's like, I get some of the reasonings, but I can't relate. I can't relate. And it's not to shame
Yeah.
anybody. It's not
Nah.
to, act like as if I'm better because I've had the those conversations like, oh, like you're not vax, so you think you're better than everybody who is vax. Like that is not the case
Nah.
whatsoever. Like everyone has a choice, and everyone made choices. But
Yep.
this is more for the people who felt like they didn't have a choice. Because they felt like there was just nothing else. And it's like,
Yeah.
did you try? Like,
Yeah.
did, like, there's options. And
Real shit.
sometimes it doesn't, it's not always easy. It's not. For so long, I was, because I'm not vaccinated, like, I had to sit out, from doing things. I can't go nowhere because I'm not vaxxed. Can't even like enjoy things that I used to enjoy when things were normal because of that. Like I
Yeah.
couldn't even go to a museum. That's something
Yep.
that I love to do, It's like you couldn't even do something as simple as that. So it was like suffocating. But I stood tall in what I believed in because I was like, nah, that's not for me. Like, and I'm not about to go and do this just so that I can get a regular job and follow this protocol that they already put in place. Like we're taught to get a good education, go to college, get your degree, have your 9 to 5, and then work until you're able to retire. And that's not even a realistic thing anymore. Like it really isn't.
Yeah, you
So
have to
many
find your
people
own way.
living that, yeah, some people that are living that life are still struggling and unhappy as fuck. So it's like, Is that really the way? You know, like it's not, you know, like, and a lot of, I think, us creatives were, I mean, I know for me at least, you know, and I know other people too in the same boat, that it's like our creative dreams weren't always embraced or accepted, because it was like, that's not gonna make money. You know, it was easily shut down because it was like, no, that's not gonna work. That's not the norm. You're not gonna be successful because that's no. And it's like we find ourselves doing things to please others, but then it's like it's not really for you.
Real talk. Let's get to this
So
next
that's what
one.
that was about.
I try to promote freer thinking for us so the generation that we birth can obtain that luxury because it surely wasn't given to us. It's taken a lot of unlearning, reparenting ourselves, and transmutation to deprogram from these said ideologies.
Yeah, I mean, just
You sound like a
piggyback.
scientist there, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we are programmed, all of us, you know, we are programmed. Like I said, the go to school, get your good grades, go to college, get the degree. Like, I have a college degree. A lot of people don't know that. I have a college degree, and ask me how many times it's been useful. Not too many. And it was a pretty penny for that piece of paper, let me tell you. It's like you find, you know, like yourself going in debt and like all of these things just to keep up with what's the norm. But what's the norm for you? You have to decide that. You know, you can't, oh, well, my parents want me to be a doctor and a lawyer, so like this is what I have to do. Like, no, if you want to be a ballerina or you want to go be the next Basquiat, go do it. You know, like,
But you gotta
who's
go do
stopping
it.
you,
You
really?
can't
But
sit
right,
home
you
and
have to
tweet,
go do it.
and that's not, I'm not saying you,
Exactly. No,
because we're talking
yeah.
about Twitter, but like to anyone listening, your day can't just be you posted today.
Right.
You're not putting any, and I'm not talking to anyone in specific, but I'm saying I know friends that that's all they did today.
Yeah.
They posted and that was it. They said they were gonna work and they didn't. And I'm challenging them, like, grind like those people that are in 9 to 5, that wake up at 5, that come home at 7, on the same way they would work, 'cause they kind of get frowned upon. Oh, they're w and I'm not saying you're frowned upon on them, but a lot of people are like, oh, the
No,
9 to 5, screw the
anything.
9 to 5. But yo, they have a format that actually works if you apply that towards your dream. Work for
I mean, for so
yourself
many
for
years,
12 hours a day.
I was doing the same thing for so many years. I had my desk job, like just like
Yeah.
every other body, you know, like I
We're
was grinding, 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 like, and I hated it, especially the my last job
course.
that I had prior to the pandemic. Like, Lord, did I hate that one. You know, like
Oh, yeah.
it was just miserable, and like just, oh, it was terrible, really. I was able to make a move though. I went to
Good.
HR. I made, you know, like a whole new position for myself in another department, and then as soon as that happened, the pandemic hit. So it was like, okay, but at least like I made a way to get out of the situation that I was unhappy in to make something better come from it. 'Cause like I knew I couldn't just quit the job. Like I had my rent to pay, I have my dog to take care of, I need to take care of myself. Like, you know, I had things that I was needing to do, and you know, it's not. And I get that, you know, that's why it's like I'm not insensitive to the people who are feeling like, oh, well, like I have to do this because I have to work. But like, if there was something that you really wanted to do bad enough, you're gonna find a way and a will to do it. That's all I'm trying to say with these, you know, these messages. And
Of course.
it is to challenge, you know, the norm, because it's like the norm doesn't work all the time. You know, like
Yeah, and you
the
make your
norm
own
is
norm. You make your own norm. I know my boy Chris, Robots Will Kill, this guy is an absolute savage. Like, he started basically a graffiti social media site before Facebook and MySpace, and is like OG. Like, he drops something, he sells out instantly. That boy has a real job. That boy has a real job. No, like,
and there's nothing better.
He has actually a real job. Like, with benefits, with union.
Gotcha.
Like he gets on the ferry.
There's nothing wrong with that. But
and then he gets to it when he gets home.
Right, but there's also nothing better than having your passions be your paycheck. Like, there's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with, okay, I'm going to work this 9 to 5, or I'm going to work this 10 to 6, or whatever the case, you know. I'm going to do this until I can do this permanently. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I've done it, you know.
He actually does both. Where, like, he's in Colorado, does full-scale murals, making toys, doing 80-piece art shows, and then wakes up at 5. Goes to his job, like my dad did,
right.
Like my uncle did, my aunt.
Yeah.
But then comes home like a savage at 6 after dinner, and then just paints. But then he keeps doing that, and then you multiply that by a year, you multiply that by 10 years, and then all of a sudden...
Now you have merch, you have designs, you have
tens of
toys,
thousands
have...
of hours of investment in of yourself.
Right.
And
that's
no
what
one's
it's really all about, investing in yourself.
Yeah. So let's get
investing
to this.
In yourself.
It really takes guts to do this kind of work.
It surely does. Like, it's not a job that you get paid monetarily, but spiritually, I think that it's very rewarding. It's not easy for everybody to do it. If that was the case, everybody would be healed, right? You know, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, really. Like,
yeah,
everyone, you know, I wouldn't say isn't meant to do it. I just think that some people aren't ready to do it. And, you know, some people stay within the excuses of not wanting to do it, or having this fear-based mindset to say, oh, like, no, you know, like, because you're just so stuck in your ways. But,
yeah.
I mean, fear is, I think, like, the number one aspect in all of these conversations that holds people back. You know, it's what stops a lot of people right in their tracks. Like, ooh, nope, I can't do that. That's too scary for me. And it's like, okay. I mean, you can live a scared life if you'd like. You know, nobody, who's telling you what? But then when you're unhappy and you're constantly sad and, like, going through these spirals of depression and things of that nature, it's like, when is enough become enough to say, hey, like, I really should start doing this because I need to work on myself, you know? And I don't think that there's any, like, age limit to start. I think that the younger the better, honestly. But it's like, it's not to discourage people that are maybe 50, 60 years old that are feeling like, you know what, I'm miserable right now. Like, I really need to work on the issues that I know that I have that I've been ignoring for X amount of years. Like, and whether they do it or not, you know, it's only, we are in charge of ourselves, you know, so only you can control that. Nobody's gonna, and this is work that nobody can do for you. It's almost like exercising. Like, okay, you're gaining weight, right? And you want to exercise, or you want to lose the weight, but you don't really want to exercise. So, I mean, are you gonna really lose the weight if you're not putting in the work? Probably not, right? So it's like the same concept of that. Like, nobody's gonna do it for you. It's all internal. Like, only you know how you feel. You're in charge of your feelings. You're in charge of your thoughts, your emotions. Like, only you can keep them in check. Only you can, you know, transmute the pain and your traumas. Because I think, too, that especially Black and Brown people, like, we come from a lineage that's so deep-rooted in pain that we do carry that, you know, from beyond us. And it's so important to get to the root of those issues, because then you only continue the cycle when you don't break those chains. And
Yeah.
that's like something that is why I talk the way that I do, and I'm very adamant about the audience that I'm trying to reach, like, because I mean, especially as an Afro-Latina woman, it's like I know what we come from. Like, it's hard. It's very
Yeah.
hard. And like, a lot of us don't come from the best circumstances. I'm not particularly speaking about myself, because my mom did a hell of a job, like nothing
Yeah,
was
shout out to
perfect, but
her.
she, shout out to mom. like she did what she could, and that's the thing too, that I think a lot of us, we come from families that again have experienced so much pain and trauma that when we are children and being raised by our parents, like when I look back, you have to understand that your parents, you have to look at them for who they are, not so much as like, oh, that's like my mom, that's my dad. Like, you, they're human beings too,
Of
like
course.
they also go through real shit. They also have real life experiences and real life traumas and pains that they never even dealt with. And now adding children and households and adulting on top of that, like
Lot.
it's a stressful thing, it's hard.
Of course.
And it's like with that, it's like that helped me transmute a lot of my childhood trauma, because I started looking at my parents for who they were. Like, okay, like my mom is my mom and my dad is my dad, and I love them and I respect them as my parents, but they are just human beings,
Yeah.
And we all go through real life shit, like you can't put anyone on a pedestal because like, oh, that's mom, that's dad, or that's grandma and that's grandpa. Like, yeah, these are, prominent figures in your life, but they have issues too, and like we
Yeah.
all need to be sensitive to that. And I think like the more that we talk, the more that we heal, and it's better than just dealing. Because that's what a lot of people do. They just deal with their issues. Oh, like, this is just how things are. Like, let me just come on. It's like, no, like, you have to really
Real
get to the
talk.
root of it,
Of
So
course.
that's definitely something that, I keep trying to bring to the forefront.
And you're doing an awesome job. I'm really
Thank
hype
you.
about the brands, the
Thank
merch,
you.
the bags. So for
Thank you.
anyone who doesn't already know you and who hasn't been part of your journey, where could people find you and get a dose of the MML isms.
Okay, so the blog is the only site available right now, so that will be www.mmlism.com. It's pronounced
Awesome.
MMLism.
Yep.
A lot of people are like, how do you pronounce that? And I'm like, it's MMLism. It's all things me. But
Awesome.
yeah, I have my web shops for the merch shut down right now, as I'm
Oh
still working
yeah.
on them. And
And
so
then the
those links
Insta,
aren't
like where could they
available
get
yet.
that? Same thing on
Oh
Insta,
yeah.
right? MMLism.
Yeah, underscore MMLISM.
Gotcha,
And
gotcha.
same with Twitter. Those
Perfect.
are like two platforms that I'm really super active on, that like if you comment or tweet me, like you can, I'll reach back.
Yeah.
I add myself on Facebook, but I'm not really on that platform as much, to
Yeah.
be honest. But yeah, all my socials and things of that nature are on MMLism, so you can find links to that. The podcast is on there as well.
Awesome.
I also always tweet and post and share the content like every week. If anyone sees my story and is like, why is this girl still sharing Monday's post? That is what I do. I
Nah,
think
yeah.
sometimes I found that people were like getting annoyed that I was constantly sharing like the week's content throughout the week, until the next post comes. But I'm like, bro, like what? Like, I have to
Gotta
promote
chop
my
it up.
stuff. Yeah,
You're
like, so
sampling. You're digging in the
exactly.
crates and you're just sampling
Exactly.
Yeah,
So
and
just sharing the links, you'll always find them on my story on the page. And yeah, links and bios. The podcast is available on Spotify. You can follow me there. That's
awesome.
also MMLism. It's an Audible version of the blog. So I had a lot of people tell me, I wish this was Audible so that I could listen to it while I'm working or while I'm working out or whatever the case is. So I just
Cool.
turned it into an Audible version. It's not my voice. It's not an official podcast like this. But
Cool.
still something for people that are on the go to stay tapped in.
That's dope.
We
I'm really
are
proud of
at.
you.
Thank you
You've
so
come such,
much.
as I said, you didn't change much, but you also have changed and you've evolved quite a bit. So
Thank you.
I'm really
Thank you for
excited to
seeing me.
see.
I really appreciate that.
Of course, I remember that first drop, and it was cool to help, to print it up for you, your ideas and stuff, and just really see where you're taking it. I can't wait to see where you go from here
Yeah,
with
this whole
the official new redrop
conversation
and
is like this whole conversation is just like a full circle moment, like legit. So it's so crazy.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, because all my guests, they
Seriously.
actually help me on my podcast. As I said, I would kind of bite the ear off of the same people for many day in and day out, especially during the pandemic. And like, these interviews were really healing for me at a point where I do them religiously now. And I'm like months ahead of my schedule now, like when I'm going to put it out. Just because I truly enjoy it. And if I had one view or zero or a million, what you were talking about yourself, you have to find what's healing you, seek it.
Absolutely.
And for me, this is healing. Just talking to people, hearing their story, sharing mine a little bit as well, and kind of just brainstorming and just, kind of letting go of like the weight, because I work alone all day. So thank you for talking to me, and shout out
Thank
to all
you for
my
having
guests.
me.
You all really helped me, all my guests, and shout out to all my people with the Type 88 show. I'm very grateful. We're going to be adding a DJ to the Maker Park Radio Edition very soon.
Dope. I
This
love
guy is a
that.
true OG, and I'm very grateful to have him part of the show. So I'm going to be announcing that soon. This will
That's
probably
so
even
dope.
come out even after he comes out. Or she, I don't want to give it away. So that may not even make people may be like, wait, don't you have this so and so as a DJ hearing this? But in the moment, this is what I'm going through, and I'm really excited. And so yeah, so I'm very grateful. Thanks again for being part of the
Thank
show.
you for having me, and I'm very grateful also for your friendship, for seeing me, and for recognizing me. I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, so everyone listen and remember, tune in. We're on Maker Park Radio once a month now with the hip hop edition of Type 88 Show. And then I'm dropping a new episode every week on YouTube premiering. This is the new season, so we're just dropping it. And
I love that.
people out here following their dreams. And then you could get the hip hop edition on Maker Park Radio, where we got the freestyle, we got the DJ set, and we got someone in the element of hip hop part of the show. And
That's fire.
so I'm happy that this is, premiering on the YouTube and the Spotify and Pod. And we've been dreaming for the evening, but as I say, don't stop dreaming. My homegirl
Never. I
here,
mentioned that in today's blog.
yes,
Shout out to you. And
my
today's
friend.
blog was about manifesting, so I thought that was super dope because, I mean, if in case nobody read it, I'm gonna give you a little spoiler. A few weeks ago, I was sitting here thinking about all that I've done within this past decade and what I'm pursuing now currently, and I know I've come a long way. And I was saying to myself quietly, like, I want to talk about this, but
Oh, wow.
without getting on a platform and just like speaking, like I want to have a conversation with someone about this and speak to the things that I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
And then you hit me up.
Wow.
So I certainly manifested that, I feel like.
That's
And
crazy.
today's post is about manifestation, and it's Pi Day, so you know it goes for infinity. Like, it's just
That's fire.
all the vibes, all the vibes. So
That's really cool.
so grateful, so grateful. And it's a full circle moment, 110%.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe we collab later on, and like the
Yeah.
possibilities are endless, you know.
I'm all for it. You always have our support. You
Thank
know,
you.
You know, 10 years. It's been 10 years since we made some merch. It wasn't even an official collab. It was more of us me just being like a print shop. So
Right.
yeah, official collab would be super dope.
Yeah.
This is what I do. So hit me up whenever. I know you got some rollouts, different things, but I'm always
Yep.
ready to go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
I'm really
definitely reach
hyped.
out to you because I think that would be really dope and I think it will work well. Just, I felt like a little before when I first came out, it was more explicit and a little
Oh
out
yeah.
there. Especially for your brand, so it definitely wouldn't have made sense then, but I feel like where I'm at now, I can see it. So,
I remember that. I remember the first time I was like, what it says, I definitely can't say that I, but like we did print it, and I know I keep repeating myself, but yeah, and of course I would. That'd be dope to collab. This is
Yeah.
what I do. I love working with creative people and people that are passionate. And everyone who tuned in, you could drop bombs on all these awesome things that my homegirl said. Take care of yourself. Seek help.
Yes.
There's so many gems in here.
Accept help.
Accept help. Don't fight yourself when you, oh, I'm independent. It's okay. You
It's okay.
are still independent. And you deserve support. You deserve
Yeah.
love and you deserve people to be in your
Absolutely.
life. And it's okay that they help you. And even people that are not in your circle. My friend
Yeah,
went to a
even.
therapist, made it happen. And look at her. She's helping people on a daily. And I'm really proud of you, homie. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you do next. I can't wait to
Thank
see
you
the
so
brand
much.
drop, the new
Thank
drop.
you.
And make sure to go follow her on all the social. Check out MMLism.com.
Yes.
And remember, don't stop dreaming, everyone.
Never.